But the standard model is clearly not the final answer. And to go beyond it, we still have to grapple with all its failings. All these problems with the standard model touch in one way or another on a phenomenon known as spontaneous symmetry breaking. The discovery of this phenomenon has been one of the great liberating developments of 20th century science, first in condensed matter physics, and then in the physics of elementary particles. Its largest success has been in explaining the differences between the weak and electromagnetic forces, so the electroweak theory will be a good place for us to start to take a look at the phenomenon of spontaneous symmetry breaking. The electroweak theory is the part of the standard model that deals with weak and electromagnetic forces. It is based on an exact symmetry principle, which says that the laws of nature take the same form if everywhere in the equation of the theory we replace the fields of the electron and neutrino with mixed fields. For instance, one field that is 30% electron and 70% neutrino, and another field that is 70% electron and 30% neutrino. And at the same time, similarly mix up the fields of other families of particles, such as the up quark and the down quark. This symmetry principle is called local, meaning that the laws of nature are supposed to be unchanged, even if these mixtures vary from moment to moment, or from one location to another. There is one other family of fields whose existence is dictated by this symmetry principle, in something like the way that the existence of the gravitational field is dictated by the symmetry among different coordinate systems. This family consists of the fields of the photon and the W and Z particles, and these fields too must be mixed up with each other when we mix up the electron and neutrino fields and the quark fields. The exchange of photons is responsible for the electromagnetic force, while the exchange of W and Z particles produces the weak nuclear force. So this symmetry between electrons and neutrinos is also a symmetry between the electromagnetic force and the weak nuclear force. But this symmetry is certainly not manifest in nature, which is why it took so long to be discovered. For example, electrons and W and Z particles have masses, but neutrinos and photons do not. It is the large mass of the W and Z particles that makes the weak force so much weaker than the electromagnetic forces. In other words, the symmetry that relates the electron and neutrino and so on is a property of the underlying equations of the standard model, equations that dictate the properties of the elementary particles. But this symmetry is not satisfied by the solutions of these equations, the properties of the particles themselves. To see how equations can have a symmetry when their solutions do not, suppose that our equations are completely symmetric between two types of particle.